14-2, Rock Ridge wins it over Rock Falls to head back to the state tournament. We're joined now by Rock Ridge junior Kendra Lewis. So, Kendra, you've played three seasons at Rock Ridge, and now you've won a super sectional all 3 years, heading to the state tournament again this year. How does it feel heading back to the state finals again?
It's an incredible feeling that, again, all of us feel it. We're on the high, and we're super excited to go to Peoria again like last year. And we're going to work hard to finish our season with that big trophy.
So we talked to you about, you know, your performance offensively Friday and again today. You drove in 5 runs for the second consecutive game. You hit 2 home runs. You missed a 3rd home run by a couple of feet down the left field line, it looked like. But, you know, another amazing day at the plate, going 4 for 4. I know, you know, you gave up a run in the top of the first today. So, you know, you were batting in the bottom of the first, trailing. For you, when you're pitching, does it feel like you get more locked in offensively when you're pitching too, or is there any correlation there for you?
Honestly, it depends. It depends. Sometimes I'm really locked into pitching, and Daytona really is awesome when I'm not. She works so hard behind the plate for me, and she's doing awesome. But some days we all struggle offensively, and we're more in it. It just depends on the day, and we work hard to always be that way and do good both sides.
So you were, as we said, 4 for 4, 2 home runs, 5 RBI today, and you're facing a pitcher, one who's left-handed. I don't think you see a ton of left-handed pitchers probably throughout the season, and you hit from the left side. But, you know, looking at your offensive performance today, that girl you were facing, 19-2 with an ERA of, I think, under 1.5. You went 4 for 4, as we said. What were you seeing today that kind of allowed you to have the big day offensively? Anything specifically?
Yeah, our team has played Katie before. She's was on a couple of our Havoc team and still is. And seeing that, we kind of go through film, we look at what she's been pitching recently, and that really helps our team hitting. And I feel like that definitely showed today.
So you're a junior. Can you talk about the senior class you play with? I mean, like we said last time, you guys have played the same amount of games with their freshman year getting canceled, but I mean, what a special group they are. Talk about what it's been like playing with them, and now, you know, you get 2 more games with them.
Yeah, they're a special group. I've played with them all 3 years of my high school career, and they've only had 3 years of their high school career as well. So it feels like we're kind of in the same grade, so it's going to be really sad to see them go. But again, we want to let them off and lead them into college on a high note with that big trophy. We really are striving for it.
And as we said, for you pitching today, I think you allowed 2 runs in 5 innings to be the winning pitcher. Now 61-0 for your career. As we said, gave up a run in the top of the first inning, but after that, really not a ton of traffic. Not really traffic in the first inning as well, just a couple of 2-out hits. Talk about your performance pitching today. What'd you think of Kendra Lewis, the pitcher, in the Super Sectional?
Pitching was pretty solid with Daytona. Daytona is a huge factor in catchers. I feel like they should get a lot more credit because she works super hard behind there for me. She gets pelted every day by me, and I feel pretty bad. And she always keeps a smile on her face and works super, super hard. She's earned everything that she has. She really shows, and our defense is incredible again. There's been a couple good plays that we've been working on. Morgan Hofer, that one catch, we've been working on that with her, and it really showed that she took it away, and she really looked at it from a practice angle and brought it into the game.
All right, so how excited are you to get back to the state tournament then?
Oh, it's awesome. I'm so excited. I know everybody else on this team is super excited. We're excited for the games. There's some traditions that we do that I know we're looking forward to, so we're all pumped.
All right, Kendra Lewis, congratulations on another trip to the state tournament. We'll see you Friday, all right? Have a good week heading into that.
Thank you.
All right, we're back with more after this. Rock Ridge winners today defeating Rock Falls 14-2 on WRMJ. More coming up.